Welcome to the Nifty Gadgets for Family Bikers podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Harkin, a family biker in Washington, D.C., mom of two boys, and founder of the D.C. Family Biking Facebook group. Please enjoy the episode.
Hi, Catherine. It's so great to talk to you today about family biking. I look forward to hearing all your tips, and I'd love to hear what you guys ride.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, we are sort of a glutton for cargo bikes. We have a Box Beat, an electric Box Beat, which is a Babu City Mountain specifically, because it was designed for Dutch streets, which are quite flat. So we had to get the mountain version. And then we have a Turn GSG.
Okay. And which did you have first?
We had the Box Beat first. The Box Beat has my heart, to be honest. I love that bike. It is really it's really stable, but as anyone who has a Box Beat knows, it's a big bike. And we needed another bike because my husband and I were splitting drop-offs and pickups from school, for school and daycare. And we decided that we'd have one big bike and one more streamlined, if you call a long tail streamlined, but by comparison. So we got a GSD as my commuter bike, which I do pickups on. But on the weekends, I use the Box Beat exclusively just because I love riding it. Plus, it's so much easier to run errands with, and then I don't have to add accessories or anything like that. It's just ready to roll.
And how would it seat up to four kids, or is it a two-seater? How does it?
It technically seats up to four. We have a second bench, which we have not yet installed, because I want to make it it will require some engineering to make the second bench removable. I would like to be able to remove it when I need to put more bigger grocery bags and stuff like that. And I don't know, life with two kids has meant that I have not gotten around to doing that. But yes, we intend at some point to be able to see four kids. Right now, just two.
Did you guys order it and have it sent here, or how did you end up with the Box Beat?
Yeah, it's a little tricky because it's, and this isn't true for all Box Beats. There are domestic options where I don't think you have to go through quite as many hoops, but we used a company called MyAmsterdamBike.com, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Or MyAmsterdamBikeShop, I can't remember. But
I've heard of them, okay.
They import Dutch bikes from abroad, and you give them the name of your local bike shop.
Okay.
And then they send it to your local bike shop. I don't think they will send it directly to you as an individual. I think because it is a complicated enough assembly that there might be some warranty issues in doing that. So we had it sent to the Daily Rider, which is our nearest bike shop, and they put it together for us. And it was included in the price of the bike was the assembly. Which was nice.
Totally.
So it took a while. There was quite a long lead time, but it was totally worth it.
I know how you feel. I love my bike too. I'm just totally enamored with it.
you have a long tail, right?
I have a long tail. I ride a Yuba El Mundo, and mine's old now. I mean, it's a 2012. Which is kind of crazy to say, and we bought it used, and it's too big for me. I'm only 5'5", and it's just, but obviously I figured it out, and we have had so much joy with that bike. I can't even it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. It is really fun.
So, all right, let's start with your tricks or tools. Tell me about your mitts. That's a genius idea.
Yeah, well, it's funny. It really was born of my inability to Google or my inability. Honestly, I just didn't know. So I remember when we lived in the Netherlands, I saw mostly women, I think, riding around with these like giant oven mitts on their handlebars. And I remember seeing the oven mitts still on the handlebars, like while, you know, another daycare mom was like inside daycare picking up her kid. And I thought, oh my gosh, they stay on the bike. That's really amazing. I bet that's really warm. And, but then I didn't know what it was called. I never got around to ask anyone what it was called. And so I didn't know, they're called pogies, I believe.
Okay.
Like the ones that are actually made to fit a bike. And I Googled a bunch of terms, and like all I could come up with were these, what were advertised as stroller mitts. And so I ordered them because they, you know, they had a Velcro attachment. And, while they're not like, they're not made for you to be able to like do things with your hands, like
right,
they're loose enough that when I put them over my handlebars, I can still use my fingers and reach my brakes and use my fingers and like nudge my electric assist button. It's a little hard to ring my bell.
Okay.
But that's about the only, thing that like I have to pull my hands out to do, or of course, yeah, to like signal. But,
right.
They are super warm and they're pretty waterproof. So I've ridden them. It has to be a pretty heavy downpour for them to get soaked through enough to reach my hands for my hands to get cold. So they look really good investment of you know, like, I don't know, somewhere between $15 and $20.
Right.
And they've been really great. So, because I know like really good pogies are like upwards of like $100 or whatever. So,
yeah, I mean, I ran into the same thing. My boys are saying, because they ride on their own bike now. We were going, and so they wanted something like that. And so I ended up buying these Tusk hand mitts in black, which are mm-hmm. actually motorcycles. So they're supposed to go on motorcycles.
Okay.
And again, they weren't super expensive. So I was like, well, they're $20. Let's try it. These have not been as successful. They do go over the handlebars. So you put your hand in and then your hands can like, it's free inside. But the boys have complained. They're like, this is not good, Mom. I'm like, all right, well, wear your gloves.
Right. Always. And I'm sure that's always the question.
Right.
They're never where they're supposed to be.
I know. Well, that's awesome. Okay. Well, and then let's move on. Talking about rain, your poncho.
Yeah. That was another just Amazon kind of searching around trying to find something that would work, because I have a lot of rain gear that I purchased while I was in the Netherlands, but it's all quite hot.
Right,
seals you in really well. And if you're working up a sweat, or if it's warm outside, it's too hot.
Right.
So I thought, well, oh, a poncho, that'll be like a little breezier. And I found this one again. It was like reasonably priced, and I'm like a sucker for like a fun pattern or something that's not like totally boring looking.
Well, I'm looking at these and they're all really cool. And then it must be a Norwegian company or something. Kerpuska.
I think it might be like, I don't know, Japanese. It's probably made in China, but it's like, they had a lot of.
The design is great though. Yeah. They're really, really cute.
And it zips. That's another thing. I don't have to like put it over my head, which, you know, like the cheap ponchos, you have to like fit over your head, which is kind of frustrating. So this, I can just like zip on over my coat or whatever. And it has a fairly high neck.
Little pouch.
Yeah. So for a while before I had my safety sash, which I will probably talk about in a minute. I was putting my keys in there and that was handy. It does. My husband jokes that like I look, especially on the box seat, because the box seat kind of looks like a boat, that I look like a sail on a boat.
I feel a Halloween costume coming on right now. That sounds fabulous.
So it's definitely like big and billowy, but
okay.
It's worked really well for me. So
that's awesome. Well, I love it. I totally want one of those now. Ah, the Muddy Buddy. We have the Muddy Buddies.
Yeah.
They are so great. I feel like well, they must be European again. The Europeans are less afraid of bad weather, I guess, because they have
so much of it. Yes, this is true. It's the first place that I've heard the phrase, though I'm sure, I don't know who invented the, like, there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing or bad gear.
Right. So, I mean, it really doesn't bother the kids. Like, as long as they have their clothes on, they're like, all right, whatever, let's do this. This is great. It's raining. This is fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. So I love that the Muddy Buddy little suit is great, as you know.
Yes, it does kind of look like a hazmat suit.
Especially, yeah. Even we got the blue one, hoping that it would look like, unlike the yellow, which really
the yellow
has.
Of course, I got the yellow blue because of visibility. I was like,
yeah. Well, we weren't really. We got it. I don't know. We were less worried about visibility at the time,
right? Yeah, yeah.
In the Netherlands when we bought it, but it was a great suit. Though I have to say, like, one of the reasons why we got the boxy was because wrestling a suit onto a toddler in the morning when you're trying to get to work got tiring, shall we say. I really wanted, I wanted a bike where if there was, you know, a heavy rain, I didn't have to dress my kids in a certain way. I just load them onto the bike. They've got the rain tent. They're happy little clams inside. And then we only have to worry about getting wet between the bike and the door of wherever we're going. So a lot of times I don't even dress them for the rain at all. They just get a little wet between the two.
So did the rain kit came with your bike?
Yeah. I mean, we purchased it. It was like an add on, but yes.
Okay.
It's sort of made specifically for this particular model of bike.
Okay.
It's really nice. And it's very cute. It looks like a little, it turns the bike from looking kind of wheelbarrow-ish to looking like a little bubble, like a little Cinderella.
Oh,
it kind of looks like, everyone calls it a carriage whenever I have it on. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, all right, cool. And then tell me about your bike, your key clip.
Oh, yes. So this is a fairly recent addition, I think, because, I was commuting, and it may have be somewhat clear from what I've described already, is I don't like having to put separate gear on. Like, I'll put stuff on over my clothes, but I don't really like having to change clothes to bike. And I have a coat that I really love, and I didn't want to have to switch coats or carry an additional coat to look acceptable at work.
Right.
So I wear a regular coat, but that coat's black. So, and riding at night, I feel a little iffy, though. Most of I don't ride on trails or anything.
Sure.
Super dark. And I'm actually off the street most of the time. Just, you know, because I was thinking about, I probably should have some kind of reflective.
Right.
I found this mesh, and it's basically a sash, and it crosses my body, and it has a pretty thick reflective stripe. And it's on a neon, I don't know, 2 or 3 inches wide ribbon. But then, the best part is it has a little carabiner D clip at the end of it.
Yeah.
And I did not anticipate how useful that would be for me. So I have, because I have, all my locks for my bikes are keyed. We don't have any combination locks, which
right,
is a mixed bag, but I'm like a janitor. I have a million keys.
Right.
And, plus there's three keys to get out the door in the morning, and it's
right.
I was always putting my keys in my pocket and then not remembering that they were in my pocket or in my bag. And this way they're on a neon striped thing that you cannot miss. And they're always at my side. So I'm wearing them at my side. And when I arrive to work and I need to scan my little magnetic thing to get in the bike cage, it's right on me. And I just it's just really,
that's great.
Been surprisingly way more useful than I meant it to be. It was meant to just be like, oh, this is a thing I can wear to be a little bit more visible. And it's turned out to be much better than that.
Well, it looks really cool. That's another thing. I totally want that too. Okay, cool. And now we're going to move on to your, you don't like panniers. I like that about you. Tell me more.
Well, I don't know. I just find them having something, and it's an issue I have a little bit with having a long tail, is like having something behind me. I'm very, like, I'll forget that there's like mass behind me, and I'll get it slammed in a door. I'll get it caught while I'm trying to turn a corner, plus I have we have the sort of privilege of like, we've got these two bikes. So I know that I don't intend to carry a lot of cargo on my turn. It's just my kids. It's mainly just a vehicle for picking up and dropping off.
Right.
So I knew that my kids were not going to be fans of having like stuff under their legs.
Yeah.
And plus it does, like, the way the turn is designed, we needed a baby seat because my daughter is not big enough to go without a seat yet. And you can't really, the panniers don't fit right whenever
with the seats.
So all of that, I was like, oh, I don't even really like them that much. So we got to figure out a way to get our bags on the bike some other way. And also, I lived for a long time whenever I just had the one child on the bike, I had a big milk crate in the front, which was very useful. It's useful, but it made parking the bike harder.
We had one of those on the front of my husband's bike that we had bought after one was stolen. And Joe from the Green Commuter had an extra bike to sell us. We're like, okay, we'll take it, whatever. But Brent hated having the basket on the front. Now, I uninstalled it and put it on mine because I'm used to having the big thing on the front of my Yuba El Mundo. Parking is you can't really, it's because our infrastructure in DC isn't made for cargo bikes.
This is true. But to be fair though, this was a challenge even in the Netherlands. I recently listened to a podcast, and also there's a book that just came out about like kind of things like how the world is not designed for women. So this is kind of one of those things, I think, that results, like, you know, bike racks are designed mainly with men who aren't carrying lots of things. You know, they think about their commute or whatever, and that's like, so they think about just a commuting bike that doesn't have like a lot of gear on it. Maybe it has a pannier, maybe you're carrying a backpack or whatever. And they don't think about like, oh, there's these other kinds of bikes. And I think that was true even in the Netherlands, where like, there was a huge variety of bikes. So I had trouble parking my bike even in the garage at the train station consistently because the racks weren't designed for bikes with baby seats or with crates in the front. So there was always this like really crowded section in the bike garage that was intended for like these miscellaneous bikes, but there were obviously like huge numbers of these miscellaneous bikes, and it was always like, you know, packed. So they're supposedly improving that, and I've seen some video evidence of that, but it's definitely, it's a problem, I think, in the bike world everywhere.
That book is fascinating. I'm interested in the book because I remember there was a 99% Invisible podcast episode about women and pockets and why women's clothes don't have the same size pockets as men's.
That was really fascinating. And the loss of utility in that. Actually, you know, it's funny. I think it was a 99% Invisible that first introduced me to that concept and to the... I wish I could remember the name of it. I'll find the link and I'll send it to you.
We haven't even gotten to the, so your solution to this drama.
Oh,
tell me about your solution.
Well, this is very circuitous. We get into feminism and.
Yes, I love it.
So, my solution was, again, jumping on Amazon. I feel bad giving them too much. But I could have, well, I looked at my local hardware store. My local hardware store did not have what I needed. They're F beaners. So they're like these, they're kind of like, I first bought those just D-clipped carabiners, but they weren't quite big enough. And then I saw these S clips and I thought those actually are kind of better because there's like a clip on the top and then a clip on the bottom.
Right.
So,
and they hold up to 100 pounds. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and the ones I have, I think I sent you a link for ones that, are smaller, and then I accidentally got like gigantic ones.
Okay. All right.
They actually do hang a little low. But when I ordered the D clips, they were the D carabiners, they were like too small to fit over the, the diameter of the bars.
Right.
That was
right.
Tricky. Right. Finding the right clip to fit. But, this has worked pretty well for us. Granted, we don't, I don't have to carry these bags very far. Like I think
right.
If we were like on a long trip, and I was carrying my kids' backpacks in these clips, like it would make me a little more nervous that they would swing or that like some strap would get caught in the, you know,
right.
the chain of my bike or
the kids might get annoyed, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So it's definitely not ideal. It's definitely for sort of a quick, easy solution to this challenge. I don't know that it's our long term.
Okay.
But it works well for, it definitely works well for our like 10 minute ride home.
Okay.
From school. So.
Awesome. Well, I'd love to know if you have like a favorite memory of riding with the kids.
Oh man. Favorite memory. I used to ride to the beach a lot. So we used to live like about 20 minutes from the beach and I would sometimes we would just be having a rough day. And I'd just be like, let's go play in the biggest sand pile we know.
oh, that's so fun.
So I'd just put him on the back of my bike and we'd huff and puff up over the dunes for a few minutes. And then we were at the beach.
Oh my God. How fun. What a good memory.
And yeah, absolutely. And we could just like, park not too far and we were right there.
You were right there. Yeah, that's the parking thing is underrated. How easily you can just ride up to what you're going to.
Yes. I mean I look at my other parents like coming in and out of daycare and sometimes some of them will say things to me like, oh, that's a great idea. Why am I not doing that? And I'll say, I don't know. Why aren't you doing this? Like because it's especially in an urban area where like parking is a challenge. And if you have multiple pickups and you have to do that multiple times, like, oh gosh, it's just
exhausting.
It's exhausting.
That's so, awesome.
Yeah. The bike just great. Well, and awesome. With groceries too, I can park pretty close to the entrances of, I probably even closer than I can if I'm like in a car and parking in the garage. I even like at our local Trader Joe's, I'll bring the cart all the way up to the street level and I'll push the cart out onto the sidewalk and load my groceries directly onto the bike and then bring the cart back. Like kind of like you would in a parking lot, except you're on the sidewalk.
Exactly. Just right away.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to chat with me. I really appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you. It was a pleasure. And, I look forward to hearing about other people's gadgets. Should be great.
Awesome. All right. Well, take care.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Nifty Gadgets for Family Bikers. You can find links to the gadgets in our show notes or at the website www.niftygadgetsforfamilybikers.com. Please share the podcast with other bikers and review the podcast when you have a minute. See you soon.